This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. This Saturday, a fire destroyed Tuluksak's only source of clean running water. Cases of bottled water are sitting in Bethel because airport runway closures and thin river ice have delayed delivery. Tribal Council Secretary Christine Apoka lives right next door to her job at the Tuluksak water plant. That's how she knew it was on fire.
Smoke was starting to get in through the windows and through the vent.
She watched when her husband went to put out the fire.
When I looked out the window, my husband and a few other men were trying to get into the water plant washeteria. They had to break the door, but they were a little too late. My husband did grab a hold of the hose, but the smoke was so heavy and he couldn't stand there any longer.
Eventually, Napoka's family started hauling water up from the river with their snow machine.
And they started splashing water into the fire, but that didn't do any good. It just kept getting bigger and worse.
According to Alaska State Troopers, the fire burned from about noon to 4:30, destroying the town's only source of clean running water. Now, residents will have to find other options. The Napokas have about 20 gallons of clean drinkable water left to share between the 9 family members in their household. For dishes and cleaning, they've been hauling water from the Tuluksak River, but they're not drinking it. In the past, residents have complained to the Alaska State Legislature about sediment making the Tuluksak River water unsafe to drink. Villagers who don't have potable water saved in their tanks can either haul water from the Kuskokwim River or ship in bottled water. Organizer CJ Johnson has cases of bottled water to donate, but they're stuck in Bethel. She would usually send them by freight charters, but small planes can't land in Tuluksak right now because the man who usually plows the runway is in Anchorage being treated for COVID-19. Someone else who knows the machine has offered to clear the runway, but no one knows where to find the keys to the plow. Johnson has asked via Facebook for someone to deliver the water the rest of the way. Ice conditions on the Kuskokwim are dangerous right now. 2 people recently died when their snow machine went through a hole in the ice. Mark Leary with the Napaimute Traditional Council, who maintains the ice road, hasn't been able to plow it yet this year. He says the Kuskokwim River has unmarked open water between Akyak and Tuluksak, so the best way would be to take the snow machine trail past Kwitluk on the Kuskokwak Slough.
If you are unfamiliar with the snow machine trail and couldn't find it, you could go to the marked truck trail and follow those markers and you would be safe. Right from in front of Akyak, it is marked all the way to Tuluksak with tall willows with white reflectors.
In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts. Next up in local COVID-19 news. As COVID-19 cases climb, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation recommends that the entire region remain locked down for another month through the end of February. This is the 3rd consecutive month the Health Corporation has advocated for a month-long region-wide lockdown to slow the spread of COVID-19. YKHC issued its initial lockdown recommendation in November. Nearly all communities in the region complied and cases of COVID-19 stabilized. But following the Christmas holidays, cases have begun growing exponentially once again. According to a press release over the past week, YKHC has recorded a 33% increase in new cases. Early this month, they began seeing an increase in severe cases requiring hospitalizations and medevacs. Many of these severe cases have been in people under the age of 65. Beginning today, everyone in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta age 16 or older will be eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The expansion makes the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta the first full region in Alaska and one of the first areas in the nation where the vaccine is open to the general population. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
The expansion applies to Bethel, where until today the vaccine was only open to essential workers, people age 50 and older, and people living in congregate shelters. This after the general population and the other communities of the YK Delta became eligible for the vaccine last week. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is distributing the vaccine in the region and encourages every eligible person to receive it. Health Corporation President and CEO Dan Winkleman says the Health Corporation was able to expand eligibility so rapidly after many people across the region declined the vaccine. YKHC also received more doses than initially expected. Health Corporation spokesperson Tiffany Zolkuski says the high declinations occurred in December during the first 2 weeks of the vaccine's distribution. During that time, one-third of eligible healthcare workers and elders age 65 and older declined vaccination. Zolkuski says some of these healthcare workers and elders have since been vaccinated. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says some of these healthcare workers initially declined vaccination because they had COVID-19 at the time, or they had recently recovered from COVID-19 and wanted to allow other people to get the vaccine during their period of natural immunity against the virus. Over 3,600 people in the YK Delta have received a COVID-19 vaccine. About a fifth of those have received their second doses. Everyone who would like to receive a COVID-19 vaccine is asked to fill out an online form on the YKHC website. If you live in a village and do not have internet access to complete the form, you can contact your local village clinic or tribal office for assistance. If you live in Bethel and need help, call the COVID-19 hotline at 543-6949. That's 543-6949. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Tomorrow, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are being inaugurated as the President and Vice President of the United States. KYUK will be airing NPR live coverage of the inauguration from Washington, D.C. Tune in to KYUK 640 a.m. Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. to hear live coverage of the Biden-Harris presidential inauguration. KYUK local newscast will follow the live event. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up next.